your girl Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Teas,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving the truth once again.
Yes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Hey,
whatever
y'all.
Time you're listening to this podcast.
How y'all doing today?
Yes.
Mooney, how was your day?
My day was okay. It wasn't bad at all. It's just, you know, when you're trying to do a lot and you're trying to rush and organize things and you got to do other things, just, it was very trying, I can say that. But everything is working out for the good. So ultimately, I'm happy. So, how was your day? How was your week?
It was okay. Well, we just came off of three-day weekend, but I had my, sorry y'all.
You are already still in the
listen,
party.
I'm still
spirit.
On vacation because my vacation started last Wednesday. Yep. I'm sorry. Yeah, Wednesday. Last Wednesday, and I ain't been to work since till Tuesday, baby. And I forgot today. Well, we recording early, y'all, because we got stuff to do this weekend.
Mm-hmm. We got lots to do this weekend.
Lots and lots of stuff to do. This weekend is Mooney's birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Divine 29 is what I'm
going to
call
it. Come on, Divine 29. It makes me think of that sorority. What sorority is that? Let's say Divine.
Oh, I know
all
what you're
of them say. Mm-hmm, yeah, but I forgot the name.
I forgot the name too.
Yeah, it reminds me of sorority when you say that Divine 29.
Yes. You know, so.
But yeah, we got stuff to do, y'all. So it's Wednesday. We could fresh off. I'm fresh off vacation. Mooney fresh off a 3-day weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I literally forgot today was Wednesday. I got stuff to do. I'm going to a graduation this Friday for one of my nephews. He's graduating high school.
Whoop.
Listen, I've known this little boy most of his life, okay? All of his life, basically. And I cannot believe that he is graduating high school. I am.
That's how people was looking at us when we graduated high school.
Listen, who are you telling? Now, here I am going to all these graduations. I went to a graduation when I went up the road for my vacation. And then now I'm going to another graduation. The party don't stop, y'all. As soon as I came back this Monday from Georgia, baby, I went to a day party. Okay, if y'all follow me on Instagram and Twitter, y'all already know, baby, I was ready to go. It was still carnival weekend up here. I touched down, I got home, I took a shower, and I was right back out the door for Monday Mass.
She was ready to party.
Listen, party hard. It was supposed to be a day party, so it was supposed to be from 12 to 7. I got there at 5, thinking, okay, we're going to be here for 2 hot hours. Girl, not these Caribbean people.
You know, y'all like the party.
You're right. So, we left at 11. And when we left at 11, it was still going.
So, what time you got there?
I got there at 5.
What?
Yes, ma'am. And mind you now, people been there since 12 in the afternoon.
Time to go.
Listen, we tore that place down. I sure got my cardio in that night. Because, baby...
You know what?
Down to business.
This is a little, listen. Going out and dancing is definitely cardio, and will definitely keep you in shape. I am a living witness. I used to go out every weekend, and
I know, right? It seemed like we was more in shape when we went out. Been now my knee be hurting. The next day, I was like, "Oh, Lord, have mercy! What is happening?" Jesus, not even what she then had to be the next day. Like, I came up the stairs after the whole party thing. I was like, baby, I was washing dishes, back hurt. I was like, what is going on?
Did you have to go to work the next day?
Yes, I did go to work the next day.
Trooper, indeed.
I went to work and was tired, but I went. Mm-mm. And there you have it. And here I'm going back on the road tomorrow.
On the road again.
On the road again. You catching on, my dog. You starting to sing them songs like me, huh?
You know, I'm trying to stay in the spirit of brunch, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if we start singing on that intro song, okay?
Okay, soon and very soon. Y'all look for it, huh?
I'm not even gonna lie. Listen. When I turn on, listen to our podcast, and I hear that beat, I be like, oh, snap. Exactly. You never got that feeling?
You be dancing at all. Yeah, girl, I be dancing.
Mm-hmm. Love the intro.
So let's get on with the ties with Telly. So I'm not gonna lie to y'all. This month, I hope they come out with some more fire. It's like it's some hot shoes and stuff coming out, but I wasn't impressed. So
Telly wasn't impressed, y'all. That means.
I wasn't impressed because, you know, they got the Ferraris coming out again. They're called the Last Shots or whatever. The Jordan 14s, black, red, and yellow colorway.
Mm-hmm.
I got those sitting in. I got them already. So, they're sitting right here looking at
me. Y'all, I'm learning about these shoes just like some of y'all because I be in the dark. I just be like, okay, Telly. What else you got for us with the ties for Telly?
Child, they come out June 14th, but most people already have them, especially sneakerheads. Most people have these. Done had these shoes probably 2-3 times over already. They done came out various times. No, in the same color. They done came out. This shoe has come out in, of course, in different colors, but this colorway, the black, red, and yellow is kind of like a Ferrari inspired colorway.
Mm-hmm.
Has came out plenty of times. Okay.
Plenty.
And they buy them. Some people buy them every time they come out.
That's loyal fans, dog. That is loyal fans.
These shoes the ones that I have in my closet right now, I've had, I believe, since 2013 or 2000. Yeah, 2013, 14, one of those. It is now 2018. And they still relevant. So when them come out, I can still put them on. I'm saying, what happened?
I don't blame you. New and improved.
But yeah, I wasn't really impressed. Like I said, they coming out with some nice stuff, but whatever. It is what it is. What really caught my eye though was some slides, y'all.
Some slides, y'all. I got a little sneak peek of the slides before we came. Let Telly tell y'all about these slides.
So, for those of you who don't know what slides are, they are sandals. Because everybody don't call them slides.
I know. Do you know the other terms that they call them?
What?
I don't know. I was asking you.
I'm like, no. The only thing I know, because that's all I know, is slides.
Slides, flip-flops.
Flip-flops. That's it. That's all I say. Some people may say something different. But it's some slides, and there's some Fanny Pack Benassi JDI slides. So, you know the Nike slides that you just put your foot in, and it say Nike at the top. It had a little foam. So, now they're coming out with some Fanny Pack versions. I think it's hot. It's different. What I'm going to put in the Fanny Pack? It is
definitely different.
I don't know. But it's a zipper at the top.
You know what them boys gonna be putting in that fanny pack.
Hello. Yeah, so they're coming out in different colors, gray and black and pink, green and blue. They hot. I like some of the pictures.
The green and blue ones was cute. I'm not even
I could see them with a cute little bathing suit or whatever.
Oh yeah, that would be good for the beach, like beach wear.
But what would you put in the pocket? I wouldn't put no change in it because it's going to weigh my foot down.
That is very true.
I wouldn't put my charger in there because if my foot get wet, I'm going to be mad and then I ain't going to have no charger.
You don't want to get electric. I don't know what I would
put. You can put cash in there if it's like dollars or something, but then, you know, people like to steal. So, you leave your slides on the beach. You can't take them in the water with you. So
I'll probably put like some chapstick in there.
Girl, that's heavy too.
No, it's not. Depending on which one you get.
You're right.
If you get that regular, you know, sad to say, we don't use regular chapstick no more. We fancy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We use.
If you get that egg, that Eos.
Yeah, that's what I get.
You get the $4 chapstick. You can't put that in your fanny pack. You can't put that in your fanny pack. But if you get like chapstick or Carmex, I was gonna say not Carmex, but you can if you get the stick. Now, if you get the little tin can still, you cannot put that in that little fanny pack part. That's gonna weigh it down. But if you get the little stick for like a dollar,
yeah, the stick will work.
Put that in there. That's about it. Chapstick. That's on the safest thing that you can put in there.
True. Oh, you know what else you can put in there? What? Your keys. It's gonna weigh it down, but
it's gonna weigh it down. But you can put your keys in there. But then, what if somebody steal your slides?
Who gonna steal the slides?
People steal at the beach.
Make sure that y'all hide them slides. You gotta think about it like this: if nobody is paying your shoes no attention, they will not see that's a fanny pack. They'll steal out of your purse or out of your beach bag, but they ain't gonna touch your shoes.
Unless they like shoes. You never know. People are crazy.
Yes, Lord, they are. So
people are crazy. But yeah, y'all, that's my sneaker. That's my shoe of the week.
That's the shoe of the week.
Not even a sneaker. In other news, I was looking up some other stuff about Virgil Abloh, you know, the creator of Off-White. And I ran into something that was very interesting about him. So he has Nike decided to drop a digital book of the original 10 shoes that he came with, his collection that he came out with last year. They decided to do a digital book, 258 pages of details of how he constructed the shoes, the different models, pictures, you know, definitions of what he did. Like,
this is a book, okay?
258 pages.
If he have 10. To like put like his experiences while creating the shoe, it has to locations be like a he story. Made the
shoe.
Yeah,
like what inspired him? Girl, you know I downloaded it, right?
I know you downloaded
it. I sure did.
Did you start reading it?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. But he's just so inspiring. Like I said, if you could take a $40 shirt and flip it in $5 for $5.50, that's somebody I need to let me talk to you. What are you doing? What's happening? What is going on? Okay.
Yes.
I need to know.
That is
Let's
true.
Get this check. Let's get this money. All right, y'all.
Shout out to Virgil is his name?
Virgil Abloh, yep.
Yeah, shout out to Virgil.
He
AKA
doing it
Off-White.
Off-White, doing the damn thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Be like you when I grow up. Be like Mike. Nope, be like Virgil.
You're going to be like Virgil and more with the telly
yes.
swag.
That's right, friend. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Push me up, child.
You are the best.
Yeah. So, this week's topic, it's kind of funny. I know y'all looked at the title of this podcast and was like, what in the world is she
talking
about?
Don't feel bad,
about?
Y'all, because I did the same thing.
What is happening? So, Dutch or not? So, Dutch, you know, when you go out on a date and you know that check come around. Now, some people are bold. They have this conversation before the check comes around.
Uh-huh.
Me, I am that type of person.
I'm that type of person. I need to know.
Are we paying for our own dinners?
Mm-hmm.
Which means going Dutch. Or are you paying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't, cause let me. I need to know, cause I know what, how much money I got. Okay, so I need to know.
Nah. Hey, before we get into in depth with the subject, I don't know. It was a video on Facebook where it was this boy and this girl on a date. I'm trying not to laugh while I tell the story, but they was on a date, and you know how the automatic payments be snatching out of your card, your credit card.
That's how it was.
Yes, he was sitting there. Bank of America took some money. Netflix took their money. And then somebody else took their money. He only had $5 on the card, child. At the same on the date. So the automatic payments kept coming out of his card, and he just sitting there like, "What in the world?"
And he just seeing the notifications.
Seeing the notifications. Heart just dropping. Oh,
poor Sugar. He done took this girl out on a date, got $500 to his name. And sometimes some girls don't go on dates with money.
They so don't. I can't do that. Like, how do girls do that?
I don't know.
I'd be scared because I'm not finna wash dishes with you. I'm sorry. You're so
stupid. But that's how I came. Well, we came up with Dutch or Nah. Like, so around, you know, who's gonna pay for the dinner? Are we paying for our own separate dinners, or is one person paying, whether it be the female or the male? It's been a lot of things on Facebook going around about who should pay what, and if it should be 50-50, or if the man should pay or let his woman help him, or would a man be receptive if a woman were to take them out on a date? It's just like these topics been floating around a lot. So I just wanted to touch bases on it and see, you know, what you think, people. Because me personally, I have paid for dates. I have had men pay for dates. I've had 50-50. So me, I am well versed in all things dates right about now. Do I have a preference? No.
I can agree. I can agree. I don't have a preference either, and I have been on all three sides of the spectrum. But the thing about it is, you know how they say the saying goes, if a man asks you out on a date, they say it's the man's obligation to foot the bill.
But I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah. But at the same time, whenever I go on a date, I make sure that I have enough for me. You can always tell by a person's body language if they want to pay for the bill or not. So sometimes I like to read people's body language, and that'll let me know if I should pull out my money or not.
Should we have to, though? I don't think we should have to read nobody's body language. You asked me out on the date.
Everybody play by their own rules now.
You are definitely right, and this is why we go back to the I ask, honey, before we do anything. I just need to know.
Yeah.
What's happening? Are you paying for this, or are we going Dutch? Because some people believe that on the first date that you should not have to pay for the other person's meal.
You mean you should have to pay for the female's meal?
No, like the male. Yeah, the male is not supposed to. The male shouldn't have to pay in this day and age. Some in the beginning, you know, yeah, they feel like, I've heard dudes say,
this is what's wrong with our generation. This is what's wrong.
This is my first date. We just getting to know each other. You know, we not. I ain't paying for it. Nah, I've had old school dudes that say, nah, I asked you out on a date. So it's my responsibility.
If a man approaches me and thinks that he's not supposed to pay for it, I'm old school. If a dude feel like he's not supposed to pay for the first date, we don't have to go to no Prime 112 or nothing like that. You don't gotta spend $200 on me the first date. Like, I'm not that type of, you know, person.
This ain't even gotta be called a date. We go hang out. If
that's what I'm saying. Like, if he feels like he don't have to, that's courting. You have to court a woman. Like,
Some men don't believe that. They feel
that's
like,
the problem. That's exactly why.
That is the problem.
That's exactly why.
But do you think? Okay, so speaking of old school men, because my ex, he used to get upset if I would pay for anything. Like, he would not let me pay for anything, which is okay with me.
Yes,
but he wouldn't let me pay for anything, and if I did try to pay for something, he would get upset, like, hard down, argue with me. Nah, I'm supposed to take care of you. And I'm like, bro, it's okay. Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to show you that, like, I got you.
But you know, some men look at it as an ego thing. which is I guess it's kind of understandable in their realm. But my ex, my high school sweetheart, like, he would do the same for me, but I made sure, like, it was like I was saying in the Relationship Goals podcast, it's like a push and pull. If he does something for me, well, let me give the example. For, like, for Valentine's Day, you know how you get your, you know, your significant other for Valentine's. We would compete with each other to see who would give each other the best gift. And we didn't care what type of gift we got, but say when he's a very... Nah, I won't say that. But basically, I bought him a whole Sean John set. I bought him the cologne. I bought him the shirt. Mm-hmm. I bought him the jeans. Like, I bought him a set. So, Echo Red was out back in the day for girls. So, he bought, I think he, I don't remember. But I know it's like we bought each other sets. Like, we would compete each other. Like, something like that, okay. But if you feel like, if you actually feel like you don't have to do nothing or you don't have to court, something's wrong.
Mm. I think the same thing. I feel like men don't like to do the legwork. But at the same time, I feel like females take advantage.
Of course females take it. That's why you have to find the perfect. Not the perfect, because nobody's perfect, but you have to find that person that won't take advantage of you. But
it's hard. It's really hard. Like, I be sitting here thinking to myself, like, what am I gonna do?
That's why I don't got nobody. And that's why I ain't trying to look.
I cross my legs, like, Indian style, and be looking at the wall like, Jesus.
It's crazy because it's like we are walking on eggshells in this generation when it comes to relationships or anything. Basically anything. You have, I'm speaking of the city girls. You got the city girls out right now. Talk about, if you not paying me, we not finna do nothing. You not finna get nothing from me. So dudes feel like they would have to do this. And then this is what people have to understand. It's cool, you know, the music bop, whatever. But in reality, if you want a man to pay for you, do not be mad when he treats you like you walking on 79th Street.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Hot and ready, season's peace.
Yeah. And then you ready to cuss him out when he do treat you like that. But that's how you presented yourself to him. What you got to say about that? I'll just be honest.
I mean, true.
Yes.
But. Even if you don't present yourself as thought by these dudes, be they'll still try your life. So
we're not talking about trying your life. Like, what you mean by trying? But
the way you pray, by the way you present yourself. Literally, even if I don't sleep with you,
you got to think about it like this. What I'm saying is, if a girl presents herself as a thought bot, as you would say, he will openly treat her like a thought bot.
Sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes. Not all the time.
So you tell me.
Because some men, when women do present themselves like that, they be wanting to change them. Some. Not all. It's not a majority. It's a minority. It's a little piece. But they be wanting to change them. So they'll try to show them different things to let them know that they don't have to do that.
But that's what I'm saying. There's different layers of people.
Come on, layers.
It is.
You're right.
So, yes, there's some people like that. Well, I was just pointing out, don't feel no type of way if that's how they
want to. If that person does treat you
and they be quick to snap. But that's how you presented yourself, sis. So, I don't know.
Come on, sis.
Come on, sis.
So, okay, well, we got the dating aspect of it. So, what do you think about household bills? And sharing a responsibility as far as roles, quote unquote, goals for men and women. Like some men, they believe that as long as they bring home money, everything else should be taken care of and they can do whatever they want.
This is why Mooney never wanted to be a housewife.
But that's just one scenario. Some expect women to split everything 50-50. They go to work, so they should pay all the, they should pay half the bills. Half of, basically half of everything, you know. Okay, there is no mine and yours, everything is together. And then we split it down the middle, even the responsibilities. Some women believe that men should take care of everything. And then there are some men who believe that if they are the stay-at-home dads, because we do have a lot of stay-at-home dads, that if they are the stay-at-home dad and the woman works, that they shouldn't really have to contribute or go.
This is where the layers come in.
Y'all should have seen her face. My dog did that, huh? Like, child, boo. He not finna do what?
This is where the layers come in. Because like you say, some men are stay-at-home dads. Some women are stay-at-home moms. So, why wouldn't a man feel like he shouldn't do nothing if stay-at-home moms do the same thing?
Some stay-at-home moms don't even want to be stay-at-home moms. They just stay home because their husband won't let them work.
This is why.
Some of them want to do something with their life.
True. True.
People, let us know where y'all stand. For real. Like, do y'all, is it 50-50? Would you rather the man take care of all of the bills and you take care of the household? Or vice versa. Would you rather your woman take care of all the bills and you stay at home with them children? Or and you clean up and you put the clothes in the washing machine and things?
Ideally, this is what I want. And I'm going to be completely honest. I wouldn't mind doing 50-50, because at the end of the day, I'm going to be a businesswoman and my husband's going to be a businessman.
Okay.
So, we could be able to do 50-50.
Okay.
And if he feels like, oh, I don't need to put nothing towards the household, I'd be like, okay, cool. That's you. But even if he does say that, I'm going to be doing something. It may not be financially, but it is going to be not only sexually. But I'll be at least contributing to his household or to his car or to whatever he got going on. Like, give him like a sponsorship for something come like on, that.
Yes, come on and sponsor daddy.
Yes, because yes, he takes care daddy. Of home. Like, if a man wants to take care of home, I'm not just going to let him do it and not do nothing. I'm not just going to be that type of wife or that type of woman that's not going to do nothing for her man. That's taking
I'm with
care
you
of
when you're right, friend.
You feel me?
I'm definitely with you when you're right. I think it. I mean, to be honest, I feel that. Women can be a little demeaning when it comes to men not being able to provide the way they think that they can, they should. Some good men have hard times finding jobs, but they, you know, they pick up the slack in other places.
Especially like our black men.
Yeah, like you said, you don't beat them over the head and be like, oh, nah, you not a man because you not out here helping me pay these bills.
Yeah. Because, man, listen, over the years, men have emotions, too. They're more emotional than us because they can't release the way we release. They have to be so strong and they have to be this and they have to be that they can't even express how they truly feel sometimes because they feel like it's not going to help anything. So why should I even do it? Why should I even express? This stuff is deep. So how would you feel? Like, what would you do? Would you go 50-50? Would you want him to pay all the bills? Like, how would you feel in that situation?
For me, I mean, 50-50 is cool, but...
At least you're being honest. There's nothing wrong with that.
If he wants to pay all of the bills, honey, he can pay them. And I will help him do whatever it is he needs. I will balance the books. I don't have to be a stay-at-home mom, because, I mean, I love children, but baby, I'm not staying home.
But Lord,
if you got the cash, I can help you save the money for a rainy day. I will be the executive.
So basically, you're gonna be his assistant, his bookkeeper.
I will be his receptionist. I will be the bookkeeper. I will be the accountant. I will be the cook. Lord. I will be the man. Whatever you need me to do, honey. Because one thing about it, I love me a manly man.
I do too.
I love a man that can work. Not saying that because he's providing for me, he is a manly man. Because some, like I said before, some men provide and don't do nothing else. They don't cut a grass. They don't wash a dish. They don't wash a piece of clothing.
They be trying to be controlling, not over here, sir.
And then on top of that, they feel like because they pay all the bills, that they can do what they want. They can have as many women as they want, as long as they have the money that they want. Baby, Chantelle Denise Moffett does not play those type of games. But I if you want, baby, you can go take charge. You want to pay all the bills, go ahead. I ain't gonna lie, I've worked hard all of my life. I've always had, like, listen, I've always had 2 and 3 jobs.
Yeah.
So if I could take a break and really focus, can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus
on me? But I understand.
Baby. Okay, focus.
Lord, since we talk about giving and things and certain scenarios in a relationship, there's another topic that's been heavy on Facebook. What? When they was like, who eats first for dinner?
My,
you know what, so your husband eats before your kids?
No, I'll fix his plate first though. They're not gonna eat, like, well, you know what, now that you say that, your kids, then your husband, but he, it, yes, may be the kids anyway, because he be home before, I mean, they be home before him.
Okay, so say everybody home, and you
cook. Okay, say everybody home, it's dinner time,
and y'all eating at the dinner table.
We can do it as a family. And everybody set the table.
You're trying to avoid everything.
Hey, I'm giving you scenarios. We could do it as a family, because babe probably gonna already be in the kitchen with me, you know, helping me cook and all that other good stuff. The children gonna be running around. That's cool. We're gonna probably get the, most likely it's gonna be the kids. The kids gonna get settled if it's the type of man that I'm thinking of.
Amen to that description.
Because the type of man that I'm thinking of, he's gonna make sure his family is okay first. Amen. So that means that the children are going to eat first.
I agree.
I had to think, but I was like, well, my husband. I was like, no, wait.
That when people say, oh, my husband gonna eat first, that sounds like a dictatorship to me.
It does. You're right. No, you're right.
And I was just like,
I had to think about it. It was like, at first, it was just like, wait, my husband. And I thought about it, wait, what if I got kids? Okay, no, that's not right. So the type of family man that I would like to have would make sure that his family is okay. And essentially, that would mean that the children would eat first, and we would eat together as a family.
Okay. I agree.
Oh, babe, where art thou?
He coming soon. So I don't know how soon, but he coming, Jack.
Oh, according to the Facebook quizzes, I'm supposed to be married in November. It,
girl,
is ticking.
I'm supposed to be married. According to my sister, wedding in 2010. When that was, when she got married, I don't even know. I caught the bouquet and all. I'm still single as a dollar bill, and all her friends done gotten married. So it is.
Listen, I caught the bouquet at my cousin wedding, just a few weeks ago. So
you got a little time. Just wait on it.
November is right around the corner. Okay, so I'm just saying.
Lord.
No, okay, so let's see. What else has been happening? So when you think about family, do you do you believe that the man should be considered the head? Because you know how some you know, with the whole 50-50 partnership.
Uh-huh.
Some people believe that the value of the man decreases if it's 50-50.
Really?
Like some people is like, oh no, okay, well, of course you're gonna have a say, but mm-hmm. they feel like the man doesn't really have as much authority if it's a 50-50 type deal. What do you think about that topic
is kind of tricky for me. Mm-hmm. I would love for my man to be the head of the household, but at the end of the day, I'm like, he's the king, I'm the queen. At the end of the mm-hmm. day, he has some higher monarchy than me.
Hierarchy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Ultimately, the decision is you.
But
you
at the same time, unanimous. Yeah, the decision making will be between the both of us.
You know, that's how it was. I mean, I like how it was back in the day. Like, literally, I've seen relationships where parents don't even argue in front of their kids.
That's the type of parent I'm be.
They don't even the decision, it'd be like, go ask your mama, go ask your daddy. But literally, we've already had this conversation before mm-hmm. you even ask me anything. I don't want the go ask your mama, go ask your daddy. I have to ask my parents with an S.
Yes. Yes.
What's going on? Because if my mama say no, that means my daddy already gonna say no.
Yes.
It's not, I don't want to, I'm finna go ask my mama, because you don't never say, like, yes. You know, my parents,
that's where the respect level, that's how mm-hmm. kids have higher respect level for certain parents than other parents, because they feel like they can always depend on one parent and not mm-hmm. the other. So they'll even neglect having contact with the other parent because they feel like the parent don't understand them.
Mm-hmm. True. Like, I wasn't in a two-parent household, so I was at my mama's house most of the time, and then I would go to my daddy's house on the weekend. So I already knew. If I wanted to go to a party,
you had to go to your daddy's house.
I'm going to my, hello, because you know Ruby wasn't going to let me go nowhere. I had to go to my daddy's house. At my daddy's house, I didn't have a curfew, really. It was like 5 in the morning. My daddy knew I wasn't going to come home at 5 in the morning, so.
Love.
I didn't really have a curfew. And if I called my daddy at 2 o'clock in the morning, my dad would get up out of his bed and come get me from wherever I am. Ruby, if I was not out that house by 9, honey, I wasn't going anywhere, okay? You can't come pick me up at 11. You can't come pick me up at midnight.
I couldn't go nowhere until after high school. Don't matter what time it was, I couldn't go nowhere.
I couldn't go nowhere at my mama's house. But at my daddy's house, done daughter.
Nah, I stayed at a two-parent household, and I couldn't go nowhere. My daddy didn't play that. No. I couldn't go nowhere. Mr. Holmes don't play that. No. Mm-mm.
You go.
I was so serious. I didn't start going out until after high school. The only time I went out, I had to beg my parents to go out to my major sisters to go skating. And then, so funny, we go skating, they about to get in the fight. And now I'm thinking, that's why daddy don't want me to go nowhere.
I can't go nowhere. I can't go nowhere with y'all. Oh, I remember, it was so embarrassing. So my friend, Lasha, she had her sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I begged my mama. I begged her to go to this girl party.
Mm-hmm.
She let me go, but she said I couldn't go unless she went. I said, what?
At least you went, child.
I went because, listen, at Lasha House, there was a parent's suite. There were parents sitting, like, they was literally sitting in, like, the patio area.
I like that.
They were sitting in the patio area. They was chilling. Oh, y'all want to go to a party? That's cool. My mama had to call her mama. She talked to her. Like, I was... Which I didn't understand at that time.
Yeah.
At that time, that was a little embarrassing. Because I couldn't even dance the way I wanted to. Couldn't dance on nobody. Couldn't do nothing. Because mm-hmm. my mama was sitting right there in the patio looking out the screen, though.
Lord.
I was so mad. But now, I'm very appreciative of it, of that. And baby, when I tell you, my children going to be in for a rude awakening.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna have no doors on my, like I said before, I ain't gonna have no doors on my rooms. What door?
Oh my god.
What door? Off the hinges. Y'all ain't gonna have no door until you get out.
I'm gonna pray for Telly kids, y'all. Okay. I'm gonna pray for mine too. I ain't gonna be too rough. I don't think I'm gonna be a rough mom. You know how some parents will just look at you and you already know what to do. That's the type of my mama. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just look at you.
This time will be too. But my daughter, I am so. Lord, please let her have the spirit of her. No, never mind. Because if I'm thinking about who her daddy may be, not that Hello. One. Because that one there, that daddy there, baby is sneaky. Okay, you know. Got time, Lord, okay? And with me and him combined. I'm going to have to jack her up.
Lord, let's pray for the kids, y'all. On the count of three.
First off. What? You got to go in about my child. My future child.
Because you already planning on whooping her. So what you mean?
I'm not planning on whooping her. Now, I have gotten better with the whole whooping thing. Now, before, I used to whoop and take names. Like, I didn't care. Like, I'll tell you, my nephew... He don't play with me to this day, baby. I could call that phone and he's straightened up. I don't have no problem. But that's because I think I terrified him one time. He was being just really crazy. Mm-hmm. So I was taking him to Chuck E. Cheese and I went to go get something to eat before I went to Chuck E. Cheese because I'm like, I don't want that pizza. I just ain't want that. I wanted what I wanted. So I went to KFC and I got something. Here go my mom in the background. Oh, you're not going to get him nothing. No, they about to go to Chuck E. Cheese. No, I'm about to spend almost $100-something at Chuck E. Cheese for these coins, these pizza, this drink. That no, pizza he's not.
Fine.
It's good, but I didn't want it at that time. So, no, I'm not finna spend $100 on it. I mean, not $100. I'm not finna spend no money on him. He's not getting not a papito, nothing. Not a papito, a papita or nothing. Like, I'm not. No. No, nothing. So... He started acting up. I guess he thought my mama was going to save him.
Uh-huh.
Baby, I don't play them type of games. I don't care about my mama, your mama.
Lord.
Your daddy. They can't nothing beat me. So he still started kicking my seat. Girl, when I tell you, I stopped my car in the middle of traffic. And tow him down.
Where y'all was at?
No, ma'am. We was on 441 and I'm going to say 199.
Lord, so you got out the car and did what?
I beat him.
In the middle of the street?
I beat him in the car.
Well, that's how he knows not to play with you now.
Hello? No problems. No pressure. No problem.
How old is he?
Like I said, my baby is 8 now, so he probably was about 5.
Lord.
But I am a little reformed because, you know, my friend, Back Pew Shaw, he told me that I had a problem. Because he don't beat kids. He don't beat kids. But...
the way you said it, like you're a kid beater. But I'm listening.
I'm not a kid beater, but I do discipline children.
Uh-huh.
I do discipline children. He disciplines them by talking, and I don't like to repeat myself a lot.
Uh-huh.
But I have adapted the whole talking situation. Like, most of the stuff that doesn't require a beating, like, most kids get beaten for. It's like, I told you not to touch
that cereal. That's going to make them bad even more.
Mm-hmm. I told you not to touch that cereal on top of the refrigerator.
And you just so now, popping.
Yeah, that's when you pop them on the hand or whatever. Then they go back and they touch the cereal on the refrigerator anyway. So then now you mad because they done touched the cereal on top of the refrigerator. So now you beating them only because you're mad.
Oh, that's the type of person you is?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
No, that's not too good, girl. I ain't got time. You want some cereal? Go on, get the cereal. Get out my face.
Lord.
At this point, I don't even care. Whatever. Get it. But I'm just saying, some people are like that, and some people beat children for everything. Like, they beat them because the sky is blue. They beat them because you said not to put your finger on top of the console, and you put your finger on it, and now you full blown beaten. Now you got to go get the switch, the belt, whatever the case may be.
That's the kids you got to pray for. Because it's just they be taking their anger out on these kids. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to be learn how to slow the anger. But I'm good. Like I said, I talked to him now. I'm out of breath to be trying to beat anybody's
child. Oh, no. Okay? Jesus.
That's a workout.
You is the man.
I'm saying not beat. Let me stop saying beat. To discipline.
Yes, that's a much better word. Anyone's
child.
Much
because beating word. Sounds like abuse, but disciplining is something different. So I am too out of breath to be disciplining anybody's child. Okay.
Child.
But yeah, back to the subject ahead, y'all. So sorry, we just got all the way off the Ricky thing.
All the way off. But I'm going to get into the untapped essentials of this episode of Dutch or Nah. So the quote of the episode is, "It shouldn't matter who does what more. If there's a clear understanding between the two, that's all that matters." I genuinely feel that way because everybody is different. Everybody's brain operates different. They feel mm-hmm. a certain way. Some people want the man to be the head of the, to eat first. Some people want the kids to eat first. Some people want to do it as a family. It just all depends on if you have that person that thinks the same as you, then everything mm-hmm. is going to work smoothly. Other than that, you're going to be fighting all the time.
Don't it sound good? To work smooth.
Ooh, it does sound
it sounds good. So good. But only. If only.
There are some people who found that.
There's a lot of people who found it. To be honest, are they in the state of Florida? I do not know.
I do not. Because you know everybody making their stuff look good on social media, child.
Yeah, everybody. But I'm not going to tell you what I got going on behind the scenes.
I wouldn't so you want them to. That's what I'm saying. Like, you would never know what people go through.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. That's why the tender, what is it? Tender swipe right or swipe? Which one is good? Swipe right or left on Tinder?
Girl, I don't know. I don't be on Tinder.
I don't be on Tinder either, but you never made songs about it or anything.
Girl, I don't listen to these songs nowadays, child. I really don't. I really don't.
Listen, you can shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tinder, POF. What else they got going on? eHarmony, Black People Me. Christian Mingle.
Child. I'm scared to get on sites like that.
I think Black Planet is still popping.
I saw somebody say something. Yeah. Listen, I had a Black Planet when I was in middle
Me
school.
Me too.
But I use it for that. I used it because
I didn't use it for that either.
I use it because
it was kind of like Facebook before.
It was like Facebook MySpace.
Yeah, like MySpace, Facebook. So, I'm saying it was all of that before.
It's like I was a young girl just on the internet.
We didn't have no business having no Black Planet.
We did.
My mama didn't even know I was on Black Planet like that, honey. Okay,
girl.
Ruby did not know.
Nobody know what I was doing. I wasn't doing nothing wrong though. I was just.
I wasn't doing nothing wrong. I'm just saying we ain't had no business on Black. Like Black Planet was especially not for us.
I know.
Oh, you remember when the party line was popping?
I ain't never joined the party line. Nah, that I didn't do.
I was on the party line.
I ain't talking on the phone. I was on the internet all the time.
Oh, no, I was on the phone. I had a phone in my room.
I had a phone since sixth grade middle school, but I was never on it. So I ain't had nobody to talk to.
No, baby. I was reading phone, books. Baby. And on that ringer. Put that ringer on silent. It'd be like, call me at 9 o'clock. on the don't call me 901 because I'm not gonna pick up the phone. Call me at 9 o'clock because when you turn the ringer off, you know, that's when your parents be in the room sleep. So you turn the ringer off so the phone won't, but you see the light up.
And then after 9, that's when the minutes was free anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Remember when they had Fave 5 on T-Mobile? And you had the five favorite people?
I had AT&T. I had the rich people stuff, though.
I had T-Mobile. And I remember my razor. That's when razors was popping. I had my razor, yeah. And I had a pink one. Motorola. With flowers on it. I thought I was a shit.
I had a black and blue razor. Hey, you had one of them two-way pages?
No, my mama wouldn't give me one.
Y'all should have seen her.
I was mad because I really wanted one and my mama would not go and get me. That's before, you know, text messages was on your phone.
Yeah. And you had to send codes and stuff.
Yeah, man. I wanted a two-way so bad.
I wanted a two-way. Ooh, she wouldn't give me one. Yeah. Like,
vintage. I had a beeper.
Oh, you had a beeper?
Mm-hmm. But I ain't no two-way.
I had a beeper too. Girl, why I thought they wasn't the same thing.
A two-way and a beeper?
Yeah.
No, girl. A beeper, you could not send no... Girl, you had to... That's the ones you had to send codes, number codes. 911 or help with something. Oh,
then I had a beeper then. I didn't have a two-way.
Do you send them a code so then you get them a call?
Yeah, that was dope.
On your beeper. You know, you had the different colors. I had a clear purple one.
And tell me our age, child. What else we had back then? CD players.
I remember my first CD player. My mama bought me a pink Sony CD player. And my first CD was a black CD.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
My first CD was Brandy CD.
I know that CD front, back, side to side, still. No, Brandy, all the words.
Her self-titled album. Brandy was supposed my girl to, back in the day.
Yeah, Brandy was mine, too. I liked the Brandy and Monica. They was popping. The Boy Is Mine, that was my joint. Me and this girl named Maureen, we used to sing it all the time in elementary school.
Yeah. It's crazy, because I don't know why. But girls be liking boys, and the boys be liking me, and the girls be getting mad at me because the boy like me. But I don't want them. You could have. And she used to sing the song whenever I get around her. And
oh, that's like, funny.
Girl, I don't want him.
I remember when I had switched schools from... I had switched middle school, so I went from Parkway to Lake Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to this boy named Kevin. At Parkway.
Lord.
So when I got to Lake Stevens, my dumb tail. You remember when my boys at came out? Yeah, where my girls at? I'm sorry, where my girls at? Not where my boys at. But where my girls at? Yeah. 3LW, no, girl. That was 702.
Oh, you sure?
Yes.
Well, sorry, 702.
What?
I forgot their name. I thought it was 3LW because it's three.
No, it was three girls, but it wasn't 3LW.
Okay, my bad, y'all. My bad.
It was 702, but I remember writing the lyrics to that song on the bathroom wall at my new school with Kevin's name on it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, girl.
You was upset. Not obsessed, but
I wasn't obsessed. But the funny thing was, I wasn't never gonna see Kevin again.
No.
That's when you had boyfriends for the school year, and then during the summer y'all broke up because you didn't.
Girl, I don't know. Listen. My elementary school life was.
I had a boyfriend every year.
I don't think I had one every year. I had one in first grade, third grade, and fifth grade.
Who was my boyfriend in first grade? My first grade boyfriend, his name was Timothy. And then I went with this boy named Sheldon in second grade. In third grade, I went with Eric, Aubrey, and Herbert.
Oh, look. You remember their names?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I just remember two. Marcus and Clifton.
And then fourth grade, I went with somebody in fourth grade. I went with Travis, and then I went with somebody else. And then in fifth grade, I went with this boy. He got me in trouble. One of my homeboys was finna fight him. It was crazy. That was crazy. Something.
Yeah, you had a lot going on over there, Telly.
Yep. You wouldn't known it. You wouldn't have known it. Says the girl who wasn't even supposed to have a boyfriend at that age. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember.
Innocent stuff, though.
Well, yeah, it wasn't nothing. It was like, oh, we holding hands, we sit next to each other and lunch, yeah, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I remember when this boy Eric Arbery, he had bought me a ring.
This girl said first and last name. You will have people googling the boy.
That, I'm sorry.
Oh,
not really. But Eric Arbery, his Arbery. How can you not remember that name? I don't know. Child, I remember a lot of stuff.
I barely remember 702.
That's a shame. Yeah, that's crazy. But no, he had brought a ring to my house for me for my birthday, and it was one of those bubblegum rings out of the bubblegum machine.
Did y'all stay like in the same community or something?
That's when I stayed in Cloverleaf. So, for those of y'all who are from Miami, y'all know what Cloverleaf apartments are over there off 7th Ave and 170 something. So I stayed in the Cloverleaf Apartments across the street when they had Cloverleaf Bowling Alley. And I stayed in apartment 505. He stayed in 605, which was right.
Okay, makes sense. Because so, I was like, what?
Yeah, so he stayed in 605 and he had brought me a ring over there.
That was sweet.
For my birthday. It was sweet. My daddy tried to take it from me.
Of course.
My daddy answered it though.
How old was you again? You was in elementary school? And the boy bought you?
Third grade.
And the boy brought you, could you blame him?
And my daddy was like, let me see. I'm like, no. It was so funny. And I ran in the room and I took my ring with me. My daddy was like, open this door. I was like, nope.
Yeah, I was a mess over there.
Whatever. Eric Arbery, if you're listening, what's up? What?
Lord, shout out to the ring though.
I know, right? He probably don't even remember that. That's a shame, but it's a shame that I remember.
You got good memory, because baby, I don't remember. I'm surprised I remember their names.
I remember all of the dudes. Like I said, because you know you had a boyfriend that year, that school year, and then you didn't have no boyfriend anymore because you couldn't talk to him on the phone. And we ain't had no internet or nothing. So.
Yeah.
That's before internet was popping. So.
Yeah, dial up. That loud, annoying noise. But
AOL used to get on my damn nerves. Remember when they used to put the CDs? The AOL CDs?
The upgraded? Girl? Mm-hmm.
So angry.
I had over 20 CDs. Back in the day. Jesus.
Anyway. But. Yeah, so. The word for today is barato.
Barato.
Barato. It means like cheap. It means low, inexpensive. Basically, it don't cost y'all nothing to go half and half. It don't cost you nothing if you want the man to pay. It don't cost you nothing if you want the woman to pay. Just be yourself. Be happy. Jesus.
Don't be barato. Don't be cheap.
Yes. Don't be cheap with your time, with your energy.
Yes, Lord.
If you feel that person is deserving of those things, then you give it to them.
Wholeheartedly.
It's hard to find someone who is in it to win it. Whether it be your friend or your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. Y'all, it don't cost much.
It don't.
It don't take much. A thank you card, note, you don't even have to spend all your money, because a lot of relationships or friendships or whatever, they dissipate because of money or ranking and all that other extra stuff. But listen, it don't cost much at all.
Not at all.
So like I said, the word is barato.
Barato.
And it rhymes with the word Naruto. Naruto. Y'all remember that cartoon? Because
I like that cartoon. No,
but Rachel. I was just a Pokemon fan. I didn't even watch Dragon Ball Z.
You're crazy. Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, what is that? Digimon.
I felt like Digimon was the bootleg version of Pokemon.
Digimon, Pokemon,
I'm
Dragon
straight.
Ball Z, Naruto, and Beyblade. I used to watch Beyblade too.
I regret not watching Dragon Ball Z because I feel like I won't be able to catch up now. It's a lot.
To be trying to catch up on.
Yeah. But it is what it is because I don't got time to be watching it now. So.
You do have time if you make time.
And not, no, my time is for grown up things.
Well, when you don't want to be a grown up, you should go ahead and watch it.
That will take 12 years out of my life.
I cannot do. Okay. I'm done with you.
That's how long it's been on, right? For 12 plus years.
It's been on for a little minute.
Exactly. I'm okay. I'm okay.
I'm done with her. Anyway, y'all have a good night. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
Good night, morning, evening, wherever y'all at, whatever you're doing. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to us and our views. And you know, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, please hit us up at brunchteaspodcast@gmail.com. Yes. Yes. Brunch Teas, you know, write to us at brunchteaspodcast@gmail.com for any questions. And I would like for you guys to go ahead and answer, who do you think, you know, should pay these bills? Should it be just the man? Should it be a 50-50 effort? Or for those special people?
Lord.
Do you think the woman should carry most of the weight, if need be? Y'all hit us up. Follow us on all our social media handles. BrunchTees_ on Instagram, BrunchTees on Facebook, and BrunchTees on Twitter.
Yes. Correct?
Yes, on Twitter. I'm not sure. I had to think for a minute.
No. Also, you guys, follow my personal pages at Mooney Homes everywhere.
And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Telemo_, as well as Facebook, just Telemo. What else? Oh, yeah. And don't forget to listen, share, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts.
I can't with you right now.
This is sleepiness now. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Google Play Music. Okay.
Yes. And don't forget to tune in next week.
For more heat, y'all.
We forgot to do it last time.
We did.
We did.
We did.
We did. We did.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you remember.
Yeah, because I listened to a episode today.
Look at that. That's right.
I support my own self.
That's right. That's what you got to do.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, signing off, y'all. Good night. Good evening. Night. Good morning. Good day. How about that? Have a nice one.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.